you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.
If you notice in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 1, it tells you who the author of our text and the book of Ecclesiastes is. Ecclesiastes is written by the preacher. That's who wrote Ecclesiastes, the preacher. He goes on to say the son of David or Solomon. Okay? So who is Ecclesiastes written by? The preacher. A preacher is something that young people need to be familiar with. A preacher, first of all, is just simply a speaker, someone who proclamates a message. A preacher is a messenger. They're going to give an audience a particular message. That's what a preacher is. And God can use young people to preach. Yeah, I said God can. Because we don't have to look too hard to see that Satan can use young folk to preach too. You don't have to look far at all. But I want you to understand that God can use young people, young adults, to deliver a message. And with that being said, when you go throughout your daily lives as a faith walker, as a child of God, you thank God that you have a job. You thank God that you have vehicles, money, and so forth, friendships. But you need to look for the doors that the Lord provides for you to preach. You need to look for opportunities on a daily basis to preach the message of Christ. Yeah. You need to, don't wait till your friends have to come to church. No, you be the preacher. You let your peers know that Jesus can change your life for the better. You be the one to preach to them that the thief come not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that you might have life and you have it more abundantly. We want God to use the preacher at the church, but sometimes you can't wait 4 or 5 days to get to church. You at football practice, you at basketball practice, and somebody is in need of a word, young folk, you need to preach it to them. When you bump into somebody talking about, I don't know what I'm going to do, that's your opportunity right there to preach to them about prayer. If you don't know what you're going to do, don't you know that you can acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways? And guess what? He will direct your path. And if you've been studying, you can say, that's Proverbs 3:5 right there. Look at somebody and say, look for opportunities.
to preach.
Yeah, let folk know about the gospel. The gospel is the good message, the good news. And the good news of Jesus is salvation. And I believe young folk need to know how to preach. Would y'all agree? And just because I'm talking about preaching, that don't mean you are an official minister of the gospel. You don't have to be a minister to preach. You don't have to be an elder to preach. You don't have to be, again, grown to preach. Look at somebody and say, you can preach it. Yeah, you can have church right there on your phone with a friend that may be lost, that may be depressed. You can be the messenger that God uses. Now, let me tell you this up front. If you're going to preach it, you need to live it. Y'all hear me? Because if you preach it, folk going to be looking back to see if you practicing what you preach. Woo! Look at somebody and say, that's a good message. Now, before I go on, there are two types of preachers that I just want to deal with that young people, young adults, need to be aware of. How many types of preachers? Two. The first type of preacher that the Bible speaks about is an insincere preacher. Say that with me. An insincere preacher. Someone that's not real. Someone that's not genuine. Someone that's not living the life. So-and-so call himself a preacher and he be cussing. No, that's one of them insincere preachers. That's a jackleg right there. That ain't no real preacher right there. Oh, they say they a preacher and they be smoking? No. That ain't no, that's an insincere preacher. Philippians 1 and 6. Notice here, Philippians 1, 16. Paul says, the former preach Christ from selfish ambition, not how, sincerely. So let's stop right there. He says, some people, they preach Christ for selfish reasons. Some people preach Christ and they're not sincere. You got to understand, everybody that you see on social media that got a channel that preach, all of them are not sincere. Some folk that you find on social media that be preaching and trying to break scripture down, they do it insincerely. Not all, but many. They make money from it. Am I right about it? Yeah. And so you need to have your mindset to the point to where you understand that everybody don't preach sincerely. Unfortunately, you got churches this morning that are open and preachers are up ministering a message, but they're doing it for the wrong reasons. And you need to be able to discern when someone is a jackleg. You just don't receive a word from everybody. You have to be peculiar. Y'all hear me? You have to be peculiar about who you open your spirit up to. You just don't receive a word from everybody. Am I talking right this morning? The second type preacher that we need to be familiar with, and we are more accustomed to seeing here at a place of refuge, is the sent preacher. So you got an insincere preacher, and then you have the sent preacher. A sent preacher, young folk, is someone who has been ordained by God to speak into your life. Someone that God has chosen, anointed, equipped to not only minister the word, but to break it down so you can put it into into action. The sent preacher. That's what I have. And that's what we should desire. But you know, the Bible talks about young folk that in the last day, there would come a time to where people would not endure sound doctrine that's coming from a sent preacher. They don't want to hear that type of teaching. They would rather have an insincere preacher. Yeah, why, Pastor? Because they got itching. We got itching ears. Or they have itching ears. We are in that day right now. But look at somebody and say, I want the sent preacher. Matter of fact, if this be true, say, I have a sent preacher. Yeah, I may not agree or like all of the messages, but the sent preacher take me to the Bible and shows me scripture to back it up. That's what I need. Someone that has been ordained and set aside to do the work of the Lord. Let's go to Romans. Let me back it up. So what's the first type of preacher? Insincere. And what's the second type preacher? A sent preacher. Notice Romans 10, 14. And let's read 14 and 15. Paul says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not, help me, heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Let's finish it strong, MSW. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? The sent preacher is the one that we need and the one that is valuable. Woo, look at somebody and say, we need a sent preacher. And the sent preacher is valuable. Yeah. That's who you need to open up your heart to. The sent preacher. That's who you need to open up your spirit to. The sent preacher. You don't open up your spirit to receive a word from an insincere preacher. No, you open up your spirit and say, Lord, whatever your preacher got for me, here am I. I'm hungering and I'm thirsting for righteousness. You can't afford to fall asleep on the sent preacher. The sent preacher is going to enlighten you, enlighten your understanding. The sent preacher is going to explain and reveal the seasons and the secrets of God. Oh, I appreciate the sent preacher. And it's nothing like being at the service when the sent preacher come forth with that word. How many know it's nothing like being at the service? And so Solomon is an official preacher. He's the sent preacher. And he's speaking to us today through a text that he wrote thousands of years ago that contains truth about a fool. The truth about a fool. In life, young folk, you're going to bump into some fools. Yeah. In your family, at school, on the job. Well, you heard somebody. Sadly, sometimes you may bump into a fool even in the church. So let's break down what a fool is. Y'all ready? You know, when I was coming out there, you say, don't call nobody no fool, but it's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. A fool. A simpleton. Yeah, a simple person. They're senseless, or a more common term, stupid. That's hard, ain't it? That's a stupid person. They just unlearned. They may not know what they need to know. They're simpleton. Somebody can tell them something because they unlearned, they just roll with it. We don't need to be a fool, right? But then a person can be stupid or senseless even though they've been taught, they just refuse to put it into action. Guess what you call that person? A fool. Secondly, a fool, in one sense, is an immature person. Someone that's childish. An immature or a childish person. Now, I don't want you to get offended, but it's just the truth. Young people are known for being foolish, immature. Because the Bible teaches that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. I expect young folk to do some stupid stuff from time to time. Now, how many can not look at your neighbor but look at yourself and say, yeah, I've done some dumb stuff in my youth from time to time? And you can't limit it to when you was like 8, 9, and 10. You can't even limit it. Because when you was like 16, 18, somebody said 20. Oh, keep going. The price ain't right. Keep going. 22, 25. Immature. Now, I've heard our bishop confess in the message, you got some folk that are 40, 50, 60 that should know better, but still immature. Now, I expect you as a child, teenager, even young adult, even in your 20s, even though you grown, got your own bills, still immature, and from time to time do some dumb stuff. Who gonna come on and just admit, you right, Pastor, you right, you right. You right, some of y'all, I'm grown. I know you grown, but come on now. Where y'all at? Where y'all? Let me see them hands in here. Let me see them hands. Yeah, from time to time. The key is, don't make that your reputation. Don't make that your reputation. Now, this is the thing. When it comes to being immature, childish, or a fool, you don't want to just stay down. You want to grow. And so in order to grow out of some stuff, young folk, young adults, you have to learn how to put away. Oh, y'all already know where I'm going. You have to learn how to put away what? Childish things. Put away immature ways. Now, it's one thing when you single because you being stupid by yourself, right? But you get engaged. You get married, now that immaturity or foolishness is not only affecting you, it's affecting everybody in the household. I told my wife, matter of fact, we had an agreement. We both agreed on it. Look, we ain't getting married to be miserable. So we don't want each other doing no dumb stuff. Because your dumb stuff, it affects me. And my dumb stuff, it affects you. And you got to have that mindset as you grow. Especially some of you that's in your mid-20s and you talking about linking up and getting married one day. You got to have that mindset. Well, look, I ain't got time for no foolishness. I ain't got time for that. Them foolish days, they behind me. I was in high school 10 years ago. I don't do high school stuff. Woo, look how y'all looking at me. You got to learn to put away childish things. Don't pay your bills on time, that's childish. Especially if you got the money. Now, I understand if you're going through a little something. But, you know, it's actually folk who got the money. They just won't. That's childish. That's childish. That's foolish. Pay them folk. Look at somebody say, pay them folk. If you wrong and you and the other parties know you wrong, get it right. If you don't get it right, look at somebody and say, that's foolish. Now, you and her, y'all been at the same church since middle school. And the rumor is y'all don't get along. Now, both of y'all in y'all 20s and y'all still don't. That's. Thank you, little Scott. That's foolish. That's crazy. Speak. Hug one another. You may not be tight, but at least show love one to the other. Right? Look at somebody and say, you got to put away childish things. You got to be to the point as you grow to where when you going through things, it's not showing on your face. That's a sign of maturity. It's some of us, you've been in God long enough, and we can always tell when you going through. Look at somebody and say, that's childish. Woo, you ain't learned how to count it all joy yet. You ain't learned how to cast your cares on the Lord because he cares for you. And you've been in God since you were four. You came up in church in the nursery. You've been here your whole life. Since you've been on earth, you got dropped off at the nursery. Come on, that's childish. Now, you got to get to the point to where I'm going through, but everybody don't need to be knowing about it. Them days, I'm setting myself down. Why? Because I'm going through. No, that's, what you mean you setting yourself down? Because I'm going through. Everybody going through. Could you imagine if we all showed up on Sunday and we all said, I'm setting myself down. Why? We going through. We wouldn't have nobody leading prayer, receiving a little bucket holder. I ain't holding this bucket. Why? I'm going through. The pastor, I went, Lord, I can't preach today. Why, Baker? I'm going through. That's childish. Matter of fact, I probably wouldn't even be up here being youth pastor no more because if that got the bishop, what, brother, what? Look at somebody say, put it away. Whatever's childish in your life or immature, you have to do it. I be hearing folks singing these songs, Lord, make me stronger. Lord, do this. No, he ain't going to do everything. We have to lay aside, wait. Oh, no, y'all right. Every weight and every sin. That's how we grow. That's how we mature. Start doing what's necessary, what's essential for us to be a legit adult. You don't want to be the type of young adult, why you don't treat me grown? Because your parents be like, because you still act like a. No, you don't want to be like that. How many want to be like that? By a show of hands. How many don't want to be like that? So the part of growing up is learning to put away foolish behavior. Can I deal with it some more? All right, let's look at this fool. Because we're going to deal with the fool's voice, but let's just work this fool. Let's go to Proverbs 22:15, and let's read a verse that I quoted. Proverbs 22:15. I got your attention this morning? All right, Proverbs 22, and what? All right. Foolishness is what? Bound in the heart of the, or a child. The rod of correction will drive it far from him or her. Like I said earlier, foolishness is in a child's heart. Thoughts, actions, and ways. But this is what I love. Look at how you deal with a childish person. Correction. Now, if they want to stay a fool, what are they not going to heed? There you go. That's a good lesson for parents. Those that are in leadership and those of you who may have foolish friends. Folks that don't want to listen to correction, they want to stay a fool. They may not tell you that, but their actions are telling you that. I have to correct you if I love you as your pastor so I can drive what out your heart? Foolishness. If you love your friend, you need to tell them the truth so they don't keep coming and dumping all of their foolishness on you. Because some friends love to vent they mess. I have to tell for, look, I'm not your trash can. I love you, but I'm not your trash can. If you want this to be better, do this right here. Now, look, if you ain't going to do it, don't talk to me about it because I'm trying to help you. That's how you have to be. But whenever a person don't want to hear it, they basically telling you, no, I want to stay being a what? A fool. Let's go to Proverbs 1. Oh, Lord, this going to make somebody mad. I already know it. Before I even just read it, it's just going to make somebody mad. It is. It is. And truth will do that, won't it? But look at somebody say, it's okay. All right, Proverbs 1:22. How long, you simple ones or foolish ones? We could say you stupid ones. Ain't that what he say? How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in scorning. This is it. And fools hate knowledge. Fools hate knowledge. You try to make a fool aware of certain things. They don't want to hear that. Fools hate knowledge. Fools hate when the pastor just drill in something they need to know or improve on. They're ready to go to the next point. Fools hate knowledge. They hate it. They'll be sitting there looking like, I got it. But the person giving you the knowledge be like, no, you ain't got it. Because the fool does what? They hate it. They reject it. They can't stand it. You can try to tell them. They'll say, let me live my life. That's a fool. Let me make my own decision. That's a... If you're trying to tell them the right decision and they still want to do their own stuff, that's a... And sometimes you just got to let a fool just, all right. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Proverbs 12. Look at somebody say, he got to do it. He got to do it. The Lord did it to me, so I got to do it to us. I got to share. Can I share? All right. I was like, Lord, this is helping me. I got to make sure I don't hate knowledge so I'm not a foolish pastor, father, husband, and so forth. But this one right here, I'm going to take my time. Can everybody say, Pastor, take your time. Okay, I'm going to take my time. Proverbs 12:15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. Let's stop right there. A fool is, no, always right. Always. Always right. Always. Have y'all ever met somebody like that? Yeah. I have been told I'm like that, so I had to check myself. I had to make sure, Baker, are you really a fool? I've had to really just sit down and look at myself. Because I don't want to be a fool. You know what? Fools die for lack of wisdom. And wisdom has to do with knowledge. I said, Baker, are you a fool? When it comes to being a father, a pastor, a man, and so forth. And on occasion, you have to do that with yourself. Because how many of us in here you like to be right? Let's just come on and just, let's see it passing by. How many of you like to be right? Now get this, all the time. That's some foolery. A fool is right, look at the text, and is on. If folk trying to tell you you're not right, but you like, no. Now, y'all ain't got to go there, but read this right here. Proverbs 14:16. This is going to really help the verse we just read. Y'all still with me? Proverbs 14:16 says, A wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident. See, a fool will get mad when you tell them they're not right. They rage. They're so confident in their own opinion, they'll fight you. They'll fight you. They'll get mad because you telling them they're not right. This must be helping because it's mouth quiet on Proverbs 14:16. Folk can get mad. That's what a fool will do. Get raging mad because you told them they were not right. That's immaturity. A wise man gonna heed counsel, but a fool, they gonna get mad. Sister, I'm trying to tell you, you ain't thinking right. Brother, what you saying, that ain't right. But they gonna stand on it. They gonna fight you. They gonna buck. Mama can be saying one thing, daddy can be saying another thing, and it be right. But a fool a buck. And this would get me, a fool be knowing they wrong, but they're like, well, I'm gonna stand on it. They in too deep. They already know. Well, I'm out here. I might as well just, we gonna fight on that lie. we gonna go to war on this lie. How many ever been knelt by a show of hands? That's foolishness. That's foolishness. And I'm gonna give y'all a piece of advice, brothers. When it come to a woman, she'll try to pull your card. So go on and just break down and just, you right. Because you make yourself look stupid. Especially when she knows she right. Y'all ain't ready for that. No, y'all ain't ready for that. 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 Foolishness is embedded in the heart of a child. What do fools hate? And a fool is always right. But the thing I want y'all to leave with today, please leave with this, is that fools have a voice. Fools have a voice. A fool will try to guide you in life, try to tell you what you need to do. A fool would try to instruct you on what they think is best for you. And you don't need to be so naive to where you don't understand that. You need to be able to discern in life the voice of a fool. In a season of bigger, better, happy, good, is always going to be a fool somewhere to try to deter you from being and having what's in God's purpose for your life. And if you're not careful, that foolish voice can even come from within you. A fool has a voice. A foolish voice can come from a professional. It can come from somebody that's popular. It can come from somebody close or far. But you need to be able to recognize. That's a fool talking right there. That's a fool talking. And I don't need to heed the voice of a fool. Now notice real closely as I break this down. Are y'all still with me? This is such a great life lesson. Such a great life lesson. Look at what he says, how you can identify a fool's voice. By his or her what? many words. Now, at one particular point, and it is true, because the Bible talks about how in the abundance of words, there's deceit or a lie. When somebody just trying to put something on you and they just doing a whole bunch of talking, it's a lie in there somewhere. It's a lie in there somewhere. So in one sense, when folk get to trying to fast talk you and trying to put stuff on you to where you almost in a state of confusion, that's a fool talking. It's a lie in there somewhere. Y'all hearing me? But that's not the contextual meaning of what he's saying in totality. A fool's voice is known by his many, many words, his beneficial words, his great words, his advantageous words. See, a fool will always try to talk pleasurable to you and make you think what's wrong is right. That's a fool's voice. They're going to always try to word it in such a way to where it's evil, but they're going to try to make it sound like it's righteous. Have you ever bumped into somebody, they making something so bad sound so good? That's the voice of a fool. And you don't need to heed the voice of a fool. Ain't nothing going to happen. Think about how much fun we going to have. You going to be all right? I done been there plenty of times. Look, I got your back. You good. God know your heart. They trying to make something bad sound good. And that's when your discernment needs to peak. Hold up now. This the voice of a fool. Look, just this one time. Hear me out. That's what they say. Hear me out. Just hear me out. They trying to fix it. And your mindset, you don't need to be like, let me just listen again. No, you need to be like, no. This a fool right here. They trying to make something bad sound good. This from the earth, man. God put this here. This will open up your mind. They trying to make something bad sound. Are y'all getting it? I ain't gonna hurt you. I know this your first time. I'ma be gentle. They making something bad sound. Girl, it tastes like fruit. It tastes just like fruit, girl. Try it. You gonna like it? It's sweet. It tastes just like fruit, girl. I taste oranges and pineapple. Try it. I'm trying to give y'all examples as the Holy Spirit giving them to me, because a fool again can make something bad sound good. Jesus drunk wine. Matter of fact, he turned water. And if he didn't want me to drink wine, why did he turn water? Look, it ain't really sex. I mean, it's, you know, because I ain't putting it in, so we can do this right here. So it'll be our, technically, you'll still be a virgin. Just let me do this right here. Are y'all getting the picture? Them abundant words, them many words. That's the voice of a fool. And you need to have a mindset like Pastor done taught you. You don't owe nobody nothing. You don't owe nobody your friendship if they want you to do something evil. No, ain't no way you can be my friend. You's a fool. Ain't no way you got my back. You's a fool. And the companion of fools, the Bible say, they die. Can't go along with you. Can't go along with you. I'm going to tell y'all how it be. You do stuff that a fool tell you to do. Usually, it's the one that know better that get caught. That's how it usually go down. Somebody said every time. Maybe not every time, but it usually go down like that. The one that got the good parents that done told them what not to do and they'd been raised right, them be the ones. You see what I'm saying? Got a big old sign, beware of dog. Man, ain't no dog back there. You go back there, you the one get chased. You the one about to get bit. God, I've been there. Man, that dog friendly. Ain't gonna do nothing for real. Okay. And then you's a fool. And they send back laughing. That's how I usually go down. And it don't stop when you're a teenager. It happens in your 20s, your 30s, and beyond. You're gonna bump into fools. My accountant, I've had the same accountant for 20 plus years. And she saved. She Christian. And she be like, Jerome, these folk out here must think I'm a fool. They be calling me, asking me to cheat on their taxes so they can get a bigger refund. I be like, mm-mm, I ain't no fool. And she said, no, IRS don't play that. Because if she cheat for them to get a bigger refund, the IRS comes after her. Young folk, you don't be nobody's fool. If you lose a friend, you can gain a friend. If they don't like you, it's somebody out there that will like you. Don't think your life begins and ends with the conversations you have with a fool. That's some good teaching right there. Because folk will try to make you feel so small or intimidated if you don't go along with what they're telling you. You let them and their mama know, look, I ain't nobody's fool. Yeah, you let them know. Say, I text her and let her know. I ain't nobody's fool. And then put a smiley face after it. You don't be nobody's fool. Am I right about it? Yeah. So what I want to do in my conclusion, it's going to be a brief message. I'm at the corner, as bishops say. I want to show you two examples in Scripture where we see the voice of a fool manifesting and how it was handled properly and how it was handled not properly. Okay? I'm going to look at two examples. Because again, in life, and you may be there now, you got folk in your ear. You need to be able to recognize, again, the voice of the Lord, the voice of strangers, and the voice of a fool. And I'm going to say this again. That's some good teaching. Let's go to Galatians 3. And let's look at verse number 17. Okay. Then to Adam he said, this is God talking to Adam, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your, help me, life. That's Genesis 3:17. Adam heeded the voice of a fool. See, the Bible says plainly that Adam was not deceived, but Eve was deceived. But Adam was stupid because his wife came to him. Both of them knew what God taught them. Eve came to him with the fruit, and the Bible doesn't go into detail of what she and how she persuaded him to eat of it, but Adam played the fool. He went along and did what he knew he shouldn't have done. He heeded the voice of his wife, somebody close to him, somebody he knew. And y'all know what I teach y'all. You never get so close to folk to where you can't check them. I mean, you do it in love, right? But this is this man's wife coming to him with some foolishness. I wish she would have said, I love you, but I ain't eating that. God said, don't eat it. But what did he do? He heeded her voice, the voice of a deceived woman, a foolish woman. This is a great lesson. It doesn't matter how close you are to young folk, young adults. You don't go along with foolishness. I don't care who it is. Baby, I love you, but I'm not drinking no beer with you. I ain't drinking no beer. I love you. Matter of fact, get that out of my refrigerator. I don't know where you're going to keep it, but not in my refrigerator, because you ain't going to bring no curse on my refrigerator. Man, you look in the Bible, when folk got blessed, the blessings overtook them, and everything that they had was blessed, down to the cattle, down to the animals. But the same thing happened when a curse happened. The curse hit the whole house and everything in the house and everything and everybody. Everything was cursed or everything was blessed. Now, get that beer out my fridge. The Lord blessed me with this fridge. I cannot do what you want me to do. Matter of fact, you can't put it in the car because the car is my name too. So I don't know where you gonna keep it, but not here. That's if she wanna drink beer. Woo! Look how y'all looking at me. No, I don't care how close you get to somebody. A coworker, a cousin, somebody in the church. If somebody bring to you some foolishness, you don't heed their voice. Hey, go tell her for me. No. You go tell her. I'm not getting involved. That's foolishness. The Bible says if you got an ought, you go to them. Is this too much for y'all? You don't go along with anybody when they bring foolishness to your door. You don't have to open that door. Girl, take me to this party. I know you got a car. Sorry. I need you to find another way. Girl, just drop me off. No. I will not partake in another person's sin. I got to keep myself holy. Because you know if you drop off, 5 minutes. That's all it takes, 5 minutes. Hey, that's my song right there. No. When somebody bring foolishness to your door, you don't heed it. You do not heed it. You mind we smoking here? Yes, I mind. This is my space. Don't bring that here. Man, you tripping. Yes, I am. You know, when they throw that little stuff, they throw that shade, throw it back. You trip. Yes, I am. I'm tripping. Yeah, because you know what's going to happen one day if they get a call from the hospital and they hurting and going through, you know who they're going to call for prayer? You. Because they know you real. You genuine. That's how you have to do. That's how you do. When somebody, when somebody bring foolishness to your door, don't heed them. Don't heed it. You're going to be talked about, but that come with it. Let's look at it one more time. Genesis 3:17. Y'all help me read it. Then to Adam he said, because you have helped me heeded the voice of your, there you go, and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying you shall not eat of it. What's that next word? Cursed. What's that next word?
Cursed.
You got to remember that if you heed a fool, ruin. I don't go along with foolishness. In the church or outside the church. Let's go to Job. If I could see Adam, what was y'all thinking? Bruh, dude, we had it made. Job 2 and 10. If you did not hear Bishop's message last week, I would take a pause and just say, please go listen to last week's message. Please go listen to last week's message. He just took his time and just dealt with Job and his wife so well. I had to listen to it again, Tyra. I did. It was just so good. That was a good message. Claude, have mercy. Okay. Job 2 and 10. Y'all read with me. But he said to her, you shall speak, or you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God? And shall we not accept adversity? And all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Now, I want to deal with the first sentence. You speak as one of the foolish women. He recognized a fool's voice. His discernment was keen. It was right. You and I, we have to have keen discernment. You got to know when somebody is talking contrary to the will of God. No, that's foolish talk right there. That's foolish talk right there. You want me to do what? No, I ain't even got to go pray about that. That's foolish talk right there. You going to do what? And you want me to do what now? That's foolish talk right there. That's foolish talk. You speak as one of the foolish women. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, brother. Rest of them tripping. You speak as one of the foolish women. When it comes to your siblings, your friends, brothers and sisters in the church, spouses, we need to be able to discern when somebody ain't talking right. You love folk, but you have to be like, no, you ain't talking right. And notice she was suggesting him to do something that he had no business doing. And I love how he broke it down in the verse. He didn't sin. He didn't go along with the foolishness. And you have to come up with a way to where you don't go along with the foolishness. No, amen. Y'all do y'all. That ain't me. Now, he wrote, he did not sin with his lips. But you may say, y'all do y'all. I'ma do me. You may say, hey, that ain't the will of God for my life. That may be something you use. No, that ain't the will of God for my life. No, I ain't going to roll with you on that one. Or you may say, I'm straight. But you need to have something that you put on the table when a fool trying to get you to go along with some foolishness. Look, if you just sign this right here, you'll be good. Now I need to read that before I sign it. Because a fool signs something that they ain't read. Y'all hear me? How many understand the difference between what Job did and what Adam did by show of hands? Now, I'm getting ready to close it, but How many have ever done what Adam did? You just went along with foolishness. But how many have learned what the voice of a fool is today? And now you learned about Job. And when it come to your door, I ain't heeding that. That's the lesson in the message. How many got it? All right. Let's stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap of praise.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.